Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Doku!
I wasn't paying attention!
Doku!
Hello, it's us, Doku Podcast. You may have heard of us from the times you've listened to our other podcasts. We're back! Finally. I'm Kate.
I'm Holly.
We're great.
We are great. And we said we were going to be back last time we recorded.
We
disappeared for
a little
while.
And then we went away. So you were doing university stuff.
I was.
And I was doing holiday stuff.
Yes.
And then what else did we do?
I don't know.
I went to Cornwall for a week. I saw the Cornwall. It's like really big and yellow because it's made of corn.
Yeah.
And it keeps out everyone who's not from Cornwall.
How do they stop it from rotting?
They replace the corn.
Okay.
Every, like, couple of weeks.
Like thatch.
Kind of, yeah. But, like, if thatch were made of corn.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, and did you know it's the origin of the phrase, we're going to build a wall and we're going to make, you know, someone pay for it. The fun fact is, Cornwall, when they built the wall, do you know who they got to pay for the wall?
Who?
Denmark.
Denmark?
Fuck Denmark, is what Cornwall said. Make them pay for the Cornwall.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, but they kept coming over and like...
Denmark didn't go to the West
Coast.
They
might have done. There was a thing about Vikings at the museum.
Oh, they did go to the West Coast.
Yeah. So they went there and they pillaged and then Cornwall was like, you know what? Pay for this goddamn wall.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why they built a wall to keep out the Vikings because they came in boats.
Yeah, also why corn? What came first, right? Did the name Cornwall come first, or did the Cornwall come first?
The Cornwall came first.
Okay.
Obviously.
So what were they called before then?
Pointy Bit. They were called Pointy Bit, because...
Pointy Bit.
Because when people looked at maps...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, when the Vikings were around,
yes,
they looked at maps...
They had their map, their GPS up.
What is that Pointy Bit?
Yeah.
And they just kind of stuck with it.
Okay.
And then they built the Cornwall. The idea being that people would be slowed down trying to eat the corn.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could kill them
distracted
while they
were... by the delicious kernels.
Yeah, and then you get boiling oil and you pour it over the top of the corn.
Oh, but then you get corn fritters.
And then you get corn fritters. So it's like a two-way thing.
Oh, I like that.
And that's also how they invented popcorn, because it got really hot one day.
Yeah.
And the Cornwall just all went pop. And they were like, this tastes great.
Speaking of hot, I should apologise for any background noise there might be, because we've got the door open, because it's so warm.
Speaking of hot, it's hot.
It's really hot.
Yeah.
It's so warm.
We've got tea as well, which is a great idea.
Yeah, we just continue to drink tea no matter what the weather.
We do have ice cream, don't we?
I think so. We can't really eat ice cream while doing the podcast, though.
We've eaten baby food while doing the
podcast. No. I ate baby
food.
Which you made me eat.
It's like, it's an experience everyone should have. Except me, I don't want to do that.
It was disgusting. It was truly horrible. Like, was it Grandpa's Sunday dinner was the worst? Why was it Grandpa's in particular?
One of the things I'm most fascinated about with baby food, because I'm fascinated by many things with
obviously,
baby food, is that you can buy Granddad's Sunday dinner and Grandma's Sunday dinner.
What's the difference?
I think the meat. Grandma likes turkey.
Turkey?
Granddad likes... beef, maybe?
Ew.
But, like, can you imagine being at your grandma and granddad's house?
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want your bloody beef. And he's like, eat your turkey, woman!
Sure!
And cooks two entire roasts.
Yeah, that seems impractical and a negative environment
to be
around.
They share everything else. They've got potatoes, Yorkshire puddings, and vegetables between them. So it's just the meat that they don't both enjoy.
That's why is it gendered? Why can't it just be chicken and beef?
When you've been married to someone for 60 years, you don't want to eat the shit they like, you know?
You do grow to despise each other. Yeah. That is how it works.
I mean, we just shared an entire meal.
Yeah, we did.
So we're at the honeymoon phase.
Yeah, we're in the honeymoon phase. We're sharing everything. Yeah. It's, yeah, that won't last.
We're so cute.
It is our 2-year Facebook anniversary yesterday. No, day before yesterday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wait, what day would that have been? This is the 15th.
15th, yes.
Of July.
Yeah.
What a beautiful date.
That momentous day.
I'm never going to remember.
No.
Also, Facebook anniversary is meaningless.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the date you become friends. That's the date you go, oh, we should probably be on Facebook.
Yeah, that's the date you kind of go, oh, I know that person.
Yeah.
And click a button.
Like, there are people on Facebook that it keeps suggesting, and I've known them for 2 years, but I'm like, no.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm okay.
I'll pass on that one. Thanks, Facebook.
Also, what does it do if you unfriend someone, then refriend them?
They get, oh, I don't know, actually. Don't they get another notification? That's definitely happened to me before.
But do you get, like, an anniversary of the day you refriended them? Or the day you originally friended them?
I think refriend, surely.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Facebook is a complicated mistress.
It's a complicated beast of a thing.
Yes. Are we going to do the challenge now?
Yeah, okay. So we got a lot of questions. And the challenge is one that I've been sitting on for a little while. In fact, it's one that is so huge that I've had to make a two-parter.
Okay, that gives me longer to think of a challenge.
Yeah, it does give you longer to think of a challenge.
Do them one after the other, that is.
We'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. Okay. It might need to keep it fresh in people's minds.
I have an idea for a challenge, but it involves me, like raiding your house.
Oh, and
I
my kind God.
Of, when you're on
Why?
A do that. I can't tell you.
What are you planning?
Well, wouldn't you like to know?
Oh. Okay, yes. Right. Okay, so basically, this was inspired by one of the favourite things that has ever happened.
Yeah.
One of my favourite things. It's, it was a thing called Metro the Musical.
Oh, good. Okay.
If you are friends with me for long enough,
yes,
I will show you Metro the Musical. Now, I've held off showing you in particular because I'm like, I need to make this a challenge.
I've totally seen it.
Well, shit. Okay. Do you remember the lyrics from it?
No.
Okay, then good. That's fine. Okay, that's fine then.
Why would I memorize them?
Because they are catchy as fuck.
I mean, I might remember if I've listened to it again, but...
Okay, so basically, Metro the Musical, for those who don't know, the Metro is... it's the underground... Well, it's just the railway that links, you know, like, Tyne and Wear, so like Sunderland, Newcastle, and the surrounding areas.
Yes.
And it was... I think it was the 30th anniversary, and, like, I can't even... I can't, you know, get across how funny it was. So basically, you have to remember, and you really have to remember this, because it makes it so much better, that this is 100% sincere.
And it's funded by the local council,
It's
right?
funded by the BBC.
It's funded by the BBC?
BBC News, and I would like to remind you that the arts funding to the North East got slashed after... You know, that may have nothing to do with Metro the Musical, but I would not be surprised.
Yeah.
So basically, this is 100% serious. Aww. This thing was in the local news for years.
Years?
Years.
Did nothing else happen?
Obviously not.
Don't you have a load of murders?
Probably. But there's no offense to government. We're not Metro the Musical. So basically, like, for you, it would be like, oh, you know, auditions at Metro the Musical are underway. Oh, Metro the Musical is being recording. Oh. And they had a big, well, I'll say, quote-unquote, big premiere. And they showed it local news. And it's possibly... Yeah, it's just incredible. I think the closest I've come to pissing myself from laughing was watching
don't
this.
Piss yourself.
I'm going to do it now. It's the first time I saw it, you know. And I love it so much. And you have to remember, please, please, for the love of God, remember that this is 100% sincere.
But like Newcastle sincere. So
the guy who did it isn't from Newcastle.
Well, but everyone's in it is from Newcastle.
No, but it is. It's 100% serious. And
okay.
That makes it 10 times as funny.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's the challenge?
So basically, the challenge... Don't look!
Okay.
Don't look at my screen. Okay, don't look at my screen.
Okay.
I'll try and keep it away.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Right, so basically...
Yeah.
The challenge is, I have got a few lyrics from Metro the Musical.
Okay.
And some of them are actually in it. Some of them I made up myself. Okay?
Okay.
Now you have to tell me which ones you think that I wrote.
Yeah.
And which ones you think are actually in
I'm going to ace this.
Metro the Musical.
I'm going to be so good
okay,
at it.
Okay, and I've got little, I've got the stops on YouTube from where they are all set up and ready to go so we can listen to it. Because you can't truly, and I'm going to tell everybody now, please Google Metro the Musical, find it on YouTube and watch it.
Are you being paid for this? Are you being paid by the BBC and Newcastle to promote this?
Oh God, no, they are not happy with this, but...
Oh, what? But it's great.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So basically, okay, right, so yeah. I'm going to start easy. And there's so much in this. I only got halfway through the musical before I was like, oh man, we're going to run out of time.
I see. So we're going to have to come back to this.
We're going to come back to this.
I'm so sorry, listeners. You're going to have a little bit of an experience of what it's been like in Newcastle for the past, like, 5 years.
Oh, good.
When did it come out?
It came out in... Wait, I've got it here. Oh, it's not saying when it came out. I think it came out 2010. It wow. was, like, I think it was for the 30th anniversary.
Of what? Newcastle?
Yeah, the company, it was premiered what? On Look North during March 2010 with an official premiere happening at the Sage Gateshead on Thursday, March 24th.
Okay, I just want to say, right, you know Look North?
Yes.
And you know you can have Look East and Look yeah. West, and I presume there's a Look South.
What about Middle?
I was just going to yeah. say, I don't remember what it was called.
Look
straight ahead?
Look inwards.
I'm sure, I know we had local stuff, I just can't remember what it, I guess we must have been just Look North.
Look Midlands?
Well, that doesn't make sense.
No.
That's not a direction.
Yeah, I guess.
Hmm.
Okay, right, so basically, Metro the Musical. I'm starting off easy, so okay. There you go. Okay, so, 1980, a year of industrial unrest and strikes in the Northeast.
Why aren't you singing this?
Because I really don't want to spoil the surprise of when it's like... Oh, yeah, and I'd like to remind people. So it was directed by a guy, but all the people in it are localers. Yay! Remember that when you hear them singing.
What, okay. Because they're terrible at singing?
Some of them are yes. awful. But
okay, so do it again. Musically, but not singing. Just musically.
1980, a year of industrial unrest and strikes in the Northeast.
Am I going real or fake?
Yeah.
Real.
Fake.
No! No, I failed the first
you
one.
You failed the first one.
I said I was going to ace it, and I haven't.
Yeah, you already hasn't. Okay, so God. Basically, next one.
Okay.
1980, a year of unemployment and Cold War darkness.
Fake.
That's real!
Who writes Cold War darkness
and here
as
we go.
A lyric?
And hopefully, if this is going to work...
It's about a train. Who cares?
Okay.
What?
It's fine. Okay, so you didn't get that one right. You didn't get that one right. Okay.
I'm so disappointed at myself.
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. Okay, so basically, let's do the next one. Let's see how you do. Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
Everything was made a bit better when we got a new system of trains that connected our hearts.
That doesn't even rhyme. Well, I can't tell if that's you or Newcastle. Okay, do it again.
Everything was made a bit better when we got a new system of trains that connected our hearts.
Real.
Fake.
No!
It was me!
No!
Oh, you're terrible at this!
You're terrible! Shut up!
Okay, what about this? The future arrived on a hot day in August with a new bridge over the Tyne.
Someone would have had to research if it was a hot day in August. Because otherwise you can imagine, like, old people in Newcastle being like, I think you'll find!
Yeah.
I was alive, and it was very cold! Okay, read it again.
The future arrived in a hot day in August with a new bridge over the Tyne.
Real?
That is real!
Yes, finally! Okay. I had to get one right.
Here we go.
Oh, bless! She's so cute and terrible at singing.
Oh, incredible! I love it!
Oh. Okay, right.
I love it so much. Okay.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next one.
Yep.
Primary colours and geometric lines intertwined underneath an iconic black and yellow sign.
What's the black and yellow sign?
Oh, the sign for the metro is black and yellow.
Like a bee.
Yes.
Do they make any jokes about bees?
Not that I'm aware of.
Boo.
Yeah.
Get a new songwriter. Yeah. Get me. Or, well, get Holly.
Real. That's real.
Yeah.
That is real.
Cool.
And this bit, let me just make sure I've got the bit. So we end with... I'm just gonna let it run for this bit.
Yeah. I don't like that.
It's so good. I should point out, in that bit, there's a woman walking along holding a ferret for no apparent reason.
That was a ferret?
Yeah!
I wasn't even looking at the ferret.
It's a ferret!
I assumed it was a dog. Why would it be a ferret?
I don't know. Well, let's not...
Who has a ferret?
The problem with Metro the Musical is you can't go too far into the why, because you will end up going crazy. Because none of it makes sense. You know, why this happened?
You know you're looking for a thing to write about.
Yes.
Please write about this.
I
please write about, like, the social meanings.
I really should.
Of all the lyrics.
I really, really should.
Be like, why is she holding a ferret? Well, did you know, in 1980, the ferret was the most popular animal in Newcastle, based on the dog plague.
Oh, God. This thing had a budget.
Yeah. Do you know how much the budget was?
Oh, I once found out, and I can't remember. Was it upsetting? It was upsetting. It was too much, basically.
Well, of course it was too much.
I mean, anything would be too much.
Imagine being the guy who wrote that, putting that on your CV, and then being like, eh, probably shouldn't. Put that there.
Okay, don't look at the screen.
Okay.
Don't look at the screen. Okay. Flashes of yellow through a darkened tunnel. A stunning sign of the future.
Why would there be flashes of yellow?
Because it's yellow. It's. I've not been on it.
I don't know what it looks like.
It's yellow.
It's yellow.
It's all yellow.
Okay. I'm going to say fake.
Correct, that is fake.
Yeah!
That was me. That was my own.
Wait, read it again.
Flashes of yellow
yeah.
through a darkened tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
A stunning sign of the future.
It's not, though, is it? I mean, I know they would have said that, but it's not.
Yeah, but none of this... Okay.
Imagine a sci-fi writer being like, what if in the future trains are yellow? What?
Okay, next one. Okay.
Okay.
Subterranean yo-yo, a dash of cadmium yellow.
Oh, please tell me that's not real. Real?
It's real!
Cadmium yellow is literally just the paint colour.
Yes.
Like, someone's been like, what's yellow?
Can we all
that
just...
That paint.
I think we should all just start describing the tube or whatever your local train is as subterranean yo-yo.
That doesn't make any sense.
It
not
goes
a yo-yo.
Back and forth.
That's not what a yo-yo
Although
does.
Although it doesn't, it goes around in circles.
That's not what a yo-yo does.
Yeah. Well, here
they
we go.
They go up and down here and sometimes go. Around the world.
Here we go.
I just made a yo-yo reference.
Yeah.
I'm cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Listen
Thank
to
you.
It.
Oh, she winked.
Yeah.
Who's the woman in the background jumping up and down?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea. Okay, right. Next one. You ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
Okay. And the escalators were the first I'd ever seen. Talk about a stairway to heaven, so steep, so high, so bright, and so clean.
Oh, God. I can't imagine anyone boasting about never seeing an escalator before the year 1980 and be like, holy shit, they're so clean. They're like stairs, but clean. But I think that might be real.
It's real! It is real. And here's the bit. This bit, by the way, is... If I had to choose, and I don't think I could choose many bits
yeah.
that are my favourite, but this might be up there.
Okay.
We want to... Listen. She's on an escalator.
Talk about a stairway to heaven. So steep and so high and so bright and so clean.
Okay. Can I just point out that... If you call it a stairway to heaven, you wouldn't want to be going down on it.
Yeah, I know. It makes no sense.
So what you're saying is, the best part about the stairway is getting out of the metro.
Yeah.
But then also Newcastle's not exactly heaven, is
it? Hey! Hey now!
I've been there, Holly!
Hey now!
I've been there. It's just Greggs as far as the eye can see.
I mean, that's true.
I mean, that's probably heaven for a lot of people, but not celiacs.
Yeah.
They can't have pastry. They probably love escalators, though.
Yeah, exactly. That's going up and down on the stairway to heaven, so steep, so high, so bright, and so clean.
So steep.
So steep.
Like, oh my god.
Yes, but that is a fantastic bit. Now the next bit is a little bit different because there are some bits of it that are like musical interludes. Yeah. They don't have lyrics, but I don't want to miss out on these bits. They're really good.
Okay.
So basically, you just have to tell me whether you think this scene happens.
Okay.
In Metro the Musical.
Okay.
Do you think?
Yep.
There is a brass band playing in a garbage dump.
No.
Yes, there is. Now, I have to admit, okay, I can't tell in this bit whether it's a garbage dump or whether it's, like, a metal scrap heap. But either way, do you want to see it?
I just want to point out.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh. Look at the moonlight glinting off.
There's a man welding in the background.
There's a bin fire. They've got a bin fire.
Oh, no. Don't look.
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Can I just say, right, if the guy who wrote this and the guy who directed this played this quiz, they would have been like, no, that's a terrible idea. Like, if you went to them and went, should we have a verse about escalators, they'd be like, no.
I don't know, right, we'll get to the... I've got a little, like, informational bit about the guy who did this.
Okay.
So, you may be surprised. Okay, so, what about the next bit? What about... some football fans in a forest.
No.
Okay, you're true. That doesn't happen. That was my
own imagining. That sounds too beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's not really Newcastle.
Football fans?
Forest?
Yes, forest around Newcastle.
Where?
In Northumberland.
But that's not near the metro. The metro probably doesn't go into the forest, does it?
Okay, yeah, fine, that's true. Okay. What about a jazz quartet playing on the metro?
Yes.
No.
What?
No.
That sounds like a good idea.
Exactly. It sounds like a good idea. It's not in Metro the Musical. Okay?
Why were there people playing in the dump then? Is that because the train went past the dump?
Yeah, I think so. The Metro Magical. Goes past a dump / scrap heap and they put it in the musical. Yes.
This makes me feel good about the Metro.
It's so good. Okay, okay.
Okay.
Okay, what about Morris dancers on the Metro?
Yes.
Yes!
Oh.
There they are.
Oh, they look so cramped.
I know. It's the most uncomfortable Morris dancing, and Morris dancing is already uncomfortable.
They look really angry.
I know.
Okay.
I'm dancing along for those who can't see.
Have they got swords?
Yeah, they have swords. Morris dancers dance with swords. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Terrible at this.
I get too into it, and then I get distracted.
So you're allowed swords on the metro?
Only if you're Morris dancing.
Well, I'm sure I would
like,
pretend.
Okay, I'd also like to remind people that this is the Tainan Wea Metro, which is one of the grottiest things on the planet.
Yep.
Things that... I have numerous friends who had knives shown to them on the metro.
Shown to them?
Like, you know...
Like people, a knife salesman being like, knife.
People would sit down and, like, get a knife out to be like, I have a knife kind of thing.
Don't start anything on this train, mate. I've got a knife.
Yeah, very much. This is... Yeah, so bear that in mind when you... think about this entirely sincere bit.
No.
Okay. Next bit.
Yes.
Okay. Got a little yellow ticket in case they check, because the Chavas run away from inspectors.
Because the what?
Chavas.
The what?
Oh, is that not a common
No, what term? The hell does that mean?
Chavas is like... like Asbo, that kind of...
Like a chav?
Yeah.
Why do you say it differently?
Because
why are you different to me?
I know, I'm sorry.
Don't say words back.
I know it scares and confuses you. Do you think that line is in Metro the Musical?
Say it again.
Got a little yellow ticket in case they check.
Why is everything yellow?
I don't know. Whoever made the Metro just really fucking loved yellow. Everything is yellow.
Okay.
Got a little yellow ticket in case they check. Because the Chavas ran away from the inspectors.
Okay, well... I'd like to think that they won't be like, fucking chavs, in an official BBC-funded musical. So I'm going to optimistically say fake.
It's real! It's real!
Why would you write that? You know what's the worst thing about the Metro? Fucking stags to try and stab you, innit?
And the next bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I just realised I should just say, okay, well, the next bit was, got a little yellow ticket in case they check, because I'm not a disrespectful young man.
Well, that's...
Then, again, I should have done that first.
That's adorable, but I think yeah. I can tell that one's fake.
Yeah, that was me trying to make it a bit more PC. So this is the bit. It goes into a rap for some reason. Wait for it. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
A guy rapping
yep.
under a bridge.
Yep.
Surrounded by graffiti and being like, fucking chaps.
And also, did you notice in that bit, there's a random woman just
yeah.
like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
In the background, just like, yeah, ticket.
Yeah.
Be respectful.
It's not very diverse as well, this cast of musical people.
It's really not.
No,
it's
I mean.
Not at all.
I imagine Newcastle is quite diverse.
Yeah, it
so
is.
So it wouldn't have been hard.
Exactly.
To get anything that...
Anybody.
Yeah.
That wasn't just a white person.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, a bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Okay. Next bit.
Yes.
Shanice got a fine because she ran away from the inspector. What a silly hen.
True?
That's false.
No!
That's me!
Bloody Shanice. I bet it's still true, though. I bet Shanice ran away.
Shanice Hunda ran
Bloody
away.
Bloody Shanice.
Okay. What about this bit?
Okay.
My mate Chelsea was named and shamed for failing to pay for her tickets.
Okay, I think that's real, but I can't believe it's real because, like, imagine being like, right, we've got to have a bit on the inspectors. Then we've got to tell everyone the fucking chavs are just infuriating. Mm. And then how about, like, a little anecdote about Chelsea? Because that girl needs to be shamed.
Yeah, that girl needs to get her act together. Also, I like a bit before, like, loads of the local news coverage about it was like they were asking for local people's stories about the Metro. So it isn't much that someone's like, gotta tell about Chelsea!
Marry Chelsea, she didn't pay, she's a silly slag. Can I sing about her?
Okay, do you want to hear her sing about her?
Yes. It's the what?
I don't know. I tried to listen to that bit and I couldn't figure out what it was. There's some bits. I literally, with this, the problem I was having is I could pretty much do this for every single line in Metro the Musical.
Yeah.
But I didn't have that much time. And also some of it, I can't tell what they're saying.
It's Newcastle, isn't it?
No, it's not Newcastle.
So, okay, overall. Right. Okay. Just, what? I mean, what's the point of the is it to get people to go on the Metro or to get people to pay for the Metro?
It was to celebrate the 30th anniversary.
But then they're, like, snitching on Chelsea. What's the point of that?
Because some people need to learn their place,
just Kate. Like, okay, right, the Metro's really good. We're going to write a musical about it. But also, could you just slip something in there about buying a ticket and not being a chav, please?
Mm.
Because we need people to know.
Because here at the BBC, we believe that people should pay for their tickets.
Yeah. Did you ever see someone running away from the inspector?
Oh, all the time.
Did you sing
really run
to
away?
Them?
No one runs away.
No.
Where are you going to run to?
I've done it. I've done it before on trains where I don't have a ticket or I have the wrong ticket and I'm just like, I'm reading a book. Don't talk to me. I'm reading a book.
Yeah, you're not like Chelsea, though, who ran away. And that bit really confuses me because, okay, well, first of all, there's a bit. The comments for this are amazing.
Yeah.
And I was going to go to them later, but there's a bit which really, there's a comment I saw which really made me laugh.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm looking for clarification about the story about Chelsea. Did her mate give the guard person Chelsea's name?
The guard person.
Even though it wasn't even Chelsea at all? Or did Chelsea give her mate's name? Or did Chelsea give her own name?
Yeah, that's dumb.
This preys on my mind a lot. Anyone who knows more about this naughty nexus... That was it! Naughty Nexus secret.
That's terrible.
Nexus is the travel company.
Yeah.
Naughty Nexus secret. I would love to hear from you.
I love the idea that Nexus, the company, is just going, did you hear about Chelsea? Don't tell anyone it's a naughty secret.
Oh my god. Oh my god. The guy who
Oh no, what?
Oh my god. The guy who wrote it replied to the comment.
Does he know? Does he know the Naughty Nexus secret?
So it's the guy who wrote it.
Yeah.
I trust in the year since you wrote this post, you have found out the answer to the Naughty Nexus secret. He wrote that all in capitals as well.
It's
Naughty
a big deal,
Nexus
yeah.
secret. It's its own thing. If you haven't, allow me, as the writer, to ride in on my silver horse to save the day and
Ew.
Give you peace of mind when you sleep at night.
Okay.
The last singing is not Chelsea. Chelsea is her mate. Oh my god, it goes on forever. And when the last sing, I like the way he says last every time. When the last singing was stopped on the metro for not having a ticket, she gave the guard Chelsea's name instead of her own. Chelsea then got in trouble. Horrifying. I can feel your shock. Basically, it's tantamount to crying witchcraft. I saw...
What?
Oh my god, oh my god, this is the best thing! He then goes into a Crucible reference! I can feel your shock. Basically, it's tantamount to crying witchcraft. I saw Goody Proctor with the devil. Never tell me Metro the Musical isn't imbued with dark, brooding truths about life, like Kathy come home on speed.
What? So,
here's some
She wasn't Chelsea, but she gave Chelsea's name. What a bitch!
Yeah, pretty much.
Who would do that?
Pretty much. Chelsea, wow. Apparently. No, wait.
No, not Chelsea.
Not
we
Chelsea.
Don't know the name of Not Chelsea.
God, we don't even know the name of this
it's
criminal.
Shanice.
Yeah, I bet it's Shanice.
Is that a traditional Newcastle name?
Nah, I don't know. I was trying to just think of a stupid name.
Hey,
sorry
no.
to anyone called Shanice.
We might have listeners called Shanice or Chelsea.
Chelsea's all right.
If you're called Shanice or Chelsea, just don't give other people's names on the metro, all right?
Or if you do, give them the name either Shanice or Chelsea that isn't your own name.
Or give them the name of a politician you hate. Be like, yes, my name's Boris Johnson.
My name's Michael Gove.
And they'll be like, well, you don't look like a Michael Gove. And you'll be like, I know, right? I get that all the time. Gotta go. Bye.
And then you run.
And then you run away.
Run.
And
or
then
if
they
you're
write
like,
hey,
you just read a book.
Yeah, if you do something like read a book and you don't look shifty, then they tend not to check, except sometimes they do. And when I don't have my rail card... I get really, like, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm so sorry. I left in a rush this morning because of things.
You do realise that you've admitted to a crime.
It happened when I was younger. I haven't done it in a while. I pretty much always pay for my train tickets.
Don't
Thank
know.
You very much.
I don't know. I see shiftiness in your eyes.
Why don't you call the police, you grass?
I will. I will. Then I'll write a musical about it. Okay. 60 gorgeous stations in colourful locations.
Ew. False.
That is false.
Aww.
There's a couple.
I like the idea that they're gorgeous. They're not, are they?
There's a few of these.
Okay.
60 colourful stations in musical locations.
Why would they be musical? False?
That's true!
But then, what?
That's true! Here we go, let's
Is it because it's a musical?
I don't probably... Let's listen. There we go. Also, as you can see in this, there's a guy in it who keeps on popping up.
Yeah.
And the reason is because he's basically a really shit celebrity. He was a guy who was in Pineapple Dance Studios that wasn't Louis
oh,
Spence.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
yeah.
They must have hired him to come along, because he's not, I don't think he's from Newcastle. I think they just hired him to come along and be, like, a celebrity guest.
Could they not have got a celebrity from Newcastle, like one of Geordie Shore or something? Oh, this is before Geordie Shore, isn't it?
It was around the same time as Geordie Shore, but I think they wanted a more wholesome...
So they got the guy from Pineapple Dance Studio?
Yes.
That show's just about thrusting.
Yes.
It's not that wholesome.
Dancing thrusting. Also, I'd like to point out in this bit that there's a kind of, like, carnival kind of, like...
Yeah, very Newcastle.
Thing going on in Chessmond Metro Station.
Lots of drag queens.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are 3 drag queens, at least.
Yeah. There's, lots of fruit hats
fruit
and
hats.
People in big sleeves going, yay!
Because if there's one thing I think when I think of Newcastle, it's tropical.
Yeah, you think tropical, you think carnival.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Locally grown bananas.
Yeah.
Because of the heat.
You think 60 colorful stations are musical locations.
I do.
I know, I do.
60 stations.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's big. It goes across Tyne and Wear. Tyne and Wear.
That's a lot of place.
Yeah.
Probably.
Tyne and Wear.
What's your favourite station? And how musical is the location?
Actually saying that, probably Jesmond was a place I most think of because that Jesmond is often around where we would go drinking when we were younger.
Oh, so you would be the carnival people.
Yeah, so we'd be there like, yeah, except we'd be, you know, 14 and
traffic
white lightning.
Rather than fruit on
your
head.
Pretty much, yes.
White lightning. Classy. Yeah. You were one of the Chavis.
Yeah, either that or, I really wasn't, but either that or, what's it called? Scrumpy Jack's cider.
God.
Or,
you're basically just drinking alcoholic sugar then.
Yeah, what was that terrible vodka?
Tesco's own.
There was that, but there was also a really horrible one. We used to get a corner shop that would serve us.
Oh. How bad would that be?
That's a bad question. God. Like nail varnish remover?
Like the worst we had was Tesco Value Gin. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, you lived a charmed life, Kate.
Well, we didn't have that many cheap alcohol brands. I used to get 2 bottles of wine for £5.
Oh my God.
They were actually quite tasty, but that's because they were like, I once drank a whole bottle of Lambrini.
Oh, you crazy woman.
I actually did get like a bit drunk off it. It's like 4%. It's quite nice. Yeah, not in large quantities, but it's just because it tastes like sugar.
Yeah, it's just sugary. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
We're getting near the end now.
I'm so, so ready.
I say near the end. We're getting to the halfway point.
Yeah, we've got questions.
Yeah, exactly. We've got so many questions.
So many questions.
Okay, right. So, also I want to talk about the guy who made it, because I find him fascinating. Okay, so.
Why don't you marry him?
Oh, I wish I could. This bit I'm going to do in 2 bits, so you have to tell me which one is real.
Okay.
Can he crack from the get-go? A reet geet laugh from the start.
I don't know what either of those means.
Is it? Don't look at the screen.
Okay, I'm not looking at the screen.
Is it? Can he crack from the get-go?
What does that mean?
Can he crack, like, lots of fun?
What? That's not what it sounds like at all.
Can he? Like, can he crack? Good, good laugh. Can he good? Can he's good more than lots of... I don't know. It's very stupid and complicated. Okay, right.
Okay.
Or reet geet laugh. From the start.
What's a geet? Is that good?
Yeah, it's like very... I don't know. Geet gets thrown about in lots of different uses. It's kind of good or very. So I got geet drunk last night. Oh, it's geet. It's usually used in something. It's not used on its own. So you don't say, oh, that football match was geet. That's weird. No one says that.
So it's kind of like so.
It was a geet laugh.
Like, I was so drunk.
It was
so laugh.
And Reet is just right. A reet geet laugh from the start. Panny crack from the get-go.
So I have to choose between those two.
You have to choose between the two.
I mean, they're talking about a train. Wait. Trick question. Both?
No!
No! What? No!
So choose one.
Okay, fine. The one with the geet laugh.
A reet geet laugh from the start.
Yeah?
No, it's Kenny Crack from the get-go. And here we go. Still in Jesmond Tube Station with the carnival.
These people are well posh.
If this is the next bit I'm thinking of,
yeah,
which I really hope it is, it's a guy reading a poem on the metro.
You should save it for next time.
Okay, yeah, I will. Sorry, there's another bit of that which I think is my second favorite bit.
So there you go, laying some ground for the next one.
Yeah,
there's gonna be a poem, you guys.
I'm so excited. I might just write a poem and then compare it.
Oh my God.
But also, but the YouTube comments for Metro the Musical,
yeah,
aren't kind.
Oh,
they
no.
This makes me want to change species. This one.
Okay. Oh, that's mean. Also kind of funny, though.
Still awful in 2016.
True.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen on YouTube. Was truly ashamed to be from Newcastle during the 9 minutes 35 seconds of utter agony above.
Why did he watch the whole thing?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
What a heap of absolute fucking garbage.
Wow, these people suck. Imagine meeting them, telling them a joke, and then being like,
I like this guy, who's just like, Metro should have free Wi-Fi and seats where you face down the aisle like a bus.
What kind of seats does it have? Like tube seats where you're looking into each other's eyes?
No, it has seats where it's like, it has a mixture of, I don't know what this guy's got. It's from Tyneside and Wearside Bus and Coach.
So it's a guy pretending to be a bus on YouTube going, I think the metro should be more like a bus.
Yes.
Take the bus, people.
Oh, what a performance.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know. Oh, God. There's just, yeah. Oh, man. So, oh, God. So good. So good! And you don't, like, it's so difficult to describe. Sorry, I just saw someone go, fuck you, on Chelsea. No, fuck you. Chelsea's me bird. I'll kill you. I'm sure he's joking, but that just... That
Chelsea got in trouble, okay?
Yeah. Chelsea's
she's
me bird.
She's a good girl. She'd never run.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Oh, it's just... Oh, bless. It's just... It's so endearing and so bad and just... Oh, my God. Okay, right. So, basically, right. I became slightly fascinated with the guy who did this.
Okay.
Because, yeah, it's just... He has a website. He's called Benjamin Till.
Okay.
And he's a kind of composer and director.
Okay.
Yeah. And he, if you go... He has a Wikipedia page.
Sweet. Oh my God, it's so long!
And, okay, the thing I find quite... Quite amusing about this is that it's really obvious that he's written it.
Oh, of course he did.
He's written his own Wikipedia page and it's really long and really detailed. The early years, education, composing, theatre work, film. And the best thing, one of the best things I noticed was that his other musicals mm-hmm. include, and I'm not joking,
mm-hmm.
A1, the road musical.
A1, the band, the boy band.
No, the road.
Oh, the road.
A1, the road musical.
I thought it was like following A1 on a tour, but it's following A1, the road.
Oh, and he goes into detail about it. The film starts with Londoners singing their thoughts while stuck in city traffic. Then further up the road, a young Polish man is introduced. He is deliberating whether or not to leave England and return to Poland.
What does that have to do with the A1?
Let's let it unravel. Okay. And then a lady who was involved in a severe car accident and the mysterious stranger who helped her. A choir of ex-miners lamenting the demise of the coal industry.
Depressing.
A young man who lost his brother in an accident on the A1.
Oh my God!
Two motorbikes railing at the government red tape that threatens to stifle people's independence, and a Berwick-upon-Tweed resident who is campaigning to have the Scottish border redrawn to make his town part of Scotland, where he feels it rightly belongs.
What does any of that have to do with the A1, apart from the guy whose brother died on it? Is that meant to be, like, pro-A1? Anti-A1?
I have no idea. I thought it would be, like, okay, next one, again, I'm not joking, is Coventry Market, the musical.
Okay.
In November 2008, BBC Coventry in Warwickshire screened the premiere of Coventry the Musical.
Okay.
A film made by Till to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the town's indoor market.
As you do.
Drawing on the whole community surrounding the market and those who work in it or patronise it. The film spawned a large multi-platform project with many radio hours dedicated to its creation and the stories of some of those featured in it, as well as online blogs and news documentaries shown in the region.
That sounds boring.
Oh, yeah. And do you see what I mean about him writing his own Wikipedia thing?
Yeah.
No one wrote this. And then, of course, we get to Tyne and Wear Metro, the musical.
His masterpiece.
Yep. He says on... This is his exact... Well, his Wikipedia's exact
No one else
wording.
Would know that much about his work. So, yeah.
it's him. On 24th of March 2011, BBC Look North premiered Till's latest musical masterpiece, Metro the Musical.
Okay.
Celebrating 30 years of carrying the northeastern community from the busy epicentre of Monument to the sunny coast of Tynemouth or the bustling runways of Newcastle Airport.
All right, mate.
With a strong cast of 180,
Jesus.
All of whom have worked or have been passengers since 1980, sharing their stories, a must-see musical for the whole family!
I would not take my family to YouTube to watch Metro the Musical.
I love it so much!
I hope it comes to stage someday.
Oh, God, I love it. So much.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
It's so good. Oh, I cannot stress that you need to watch this. And you need to remember that it's 100% serious.
Yes.
Also, I'm amazed. This is a man who seems to have made a, you know, an entire career on making,
like bad musicals,
making mini musicals for local BBC news places.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Also, I'm confused as to, oh, A1 the Road musical was for Channel 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Why did they commission it, or did he approach them going, "Do you want a musical about a road?" And they went, "Okay."
In April 2008, Till started working on his largest scale project to date, A1 the Road musical, again for Channel 4. The half-hour film was produced by Endemol and followed a lorry driver's journey up the A1 from London to Edinburgh, which, obviously, he didn't have a good journey. There's a lot of heartache
going on.
He's
driving along and going, Polish people, death, yes.
Yes, people want to leave. During which he met various people along the way who all tell their stories either in song or set to a specially composed soundtrack.
So the guy with the brother who died there, that's a real story, and he was like, I'd like to sing about it.
Yeah, I think this would be really appropriate.
Wow. Okay.
A1. Oh no, if you go up... if you look up A1, you just get the band. Oh, A1 the musical. A1 the Road musical opening song. Oh my god, it has more.
I wonder if that girl's Polish.
Oh my god.
Why is there such a focus on Polish people?
I don't know. Why does everyone hate each other?
This is horrible.
Oh my god.
That is a horrible song.
I need to watch all of this man's work.
You won't watch the Harry Potter musical with me, but you will watch the A1 musical.
Yes, I'm
half an hour long.
It's half an hour long.
Yeah,
A1 the musical.
Yeah, did you just read that?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh right, okay. I didn't pay attention enough.
Oh dear.
Oh, it's so good. Anyway, I'm really excited.
Okay.
Next time to share even more Metro the musical.
Oh, I can't wait.
And it's oh man, I just want to show you how it starts. Okay, like just listen. Okay, right. It's really difficult. I want you to describe to the listeners,
yeah,
what you see. Okay? You ready?
Okay. That's Newcastle. And maybe a boat. And the boat's going...
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what reminds you of trains. Now, there's a man playing bagpipes.
Northumbrian pipes!
Oh, sorry. On a boat.
Yes.
Because, again, it's about trains.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got a boat. People are chanting in the background. in a sort of train-like way, I suppose. Now we see a train. It's yellow. There's an angry sort of punk-ish man in between some trains. Women... Why are there so many boats?
No.
Another boat. Women.
Next to fire.
Next to fire. Again, no
They're
trains.
At the dump!
Yeah. Woman at the beach. Singing in a different language.
Yeah.
Some more trains. Woman on a bridge.
It's
looking
so
out
good.
Across the bridges.
We know this bit.
I quite like her voice.
Yeah, she's got a good voice.
And there's the ferret.
There
the
it
ferret's
is.
Dancing!
Yeah, but the ferret's struggling.
That bit was weird. Because it looked like she was standing with her boyfriend and then another woman comes up and hugs the man.
Yeah. It's Al Reed.
He's got the best job.
Santorini yo-yo. Metro. And the escalators were the first. I did the first.
1980
in Newcastle.
Well, yeah, they don't need just invented stairs.
Hey now, you can laugh at Metro the Musical, but don't you dare laugh at my heritage. Oh, here we are at the dump. Yes.
Are we gonna watch the whole thing?
Okay, I'm gonna have to stop myself.
You're gonna spoil it for next time.
No, I was just gonna let us get to the point where we've got to.
Okay.
Keep describing it to people.
Okay, well, there's a brass band in a dump, and they look really upset to be there. Now there's the Morris dancing with the swords on a train.
And
Great idea.
They don't have enough room.
No, not really. And everyone on the train looks quite happy, which is surprising. Because when there's buskers on the tube, I'm always really pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm like,
A little bit, yeah.
I want to play my games. Now there's the rapper underneath the bridge. And there's the woman in the background, not wearing much.
Just a little top on.
Yeah, tiny top.
Oh,
where is he?
It makes him look hideous.
Now there's
it?
Some sassy children.
Yeah.
Now there's footballs.
Macam.
Football fans.
Sunderland fans.
Football. And then there's a different football fan.
Newcastle fans.
Okay.
Toon.
Okay. Now there's a man who clearly thinks he's quite sexy.
Oh, his eyebrows.
Bedroom eyes to the camera.
No, she says, my mate Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay, I think her mate Chelsea gave her her friend's name.
I'm so confused.
Yeah.
So her name was Chelsea, but she didn't give the name Chelsea.
Yes, she gave it the girl who's singing name.
I'm so confused. It's really not. It's a train.
Okay, and now I'm going to have to stop because that's what we're up to.
Should we do questions?
Let's do questions.
Are you going to be okay doing questions and not listening to your terrible music?
I'm going to be quite upset that we're not listening to it, but I'll try my best.
Okay,
I just realised that we've almost done, like, I did like 40 minutes of musical and I haven't even got halfway. Oh, I'm so excited.
So, first of all,
yes.
What's exciting is that we're nearly at 750 followers.
That's cool.
Which is, like, loads more than I had as a regular person before I started games.
Yeah.
I had, like, 300.
Oh, right. I had nothing. I didn't use Twitter because I was a
loser.
Wrong.
Yeah.
So, questions. We have got a lot of questions. We're going to get through all of them, are we?
Who? Maybe.
We've got 10 minutes. How have we only got 10 minutes? Holly! You're meant to keep it short. I hate you. Okay. The first question from MJ.
Mm-hmm.
What cheers you up when things aren't so great? Don't say Ty and We're Metro the Musical.
Oh, come on! It does!
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Oh, man. Okay.
Give a proper answer. Give a grown-up answer.
Tea helps. Walks. Going out for a walk. That's nice.
Catching Pokemon. Look at us, keeping up with the times.
Yeah. Do you hear us, fellow youths? Pokemons.
Okay.
My dad started playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. My dad, he was really bad arthritis.
Aww.
And is like 50, but he loves it. He went around, he told me, he took dogs out for a walk,
mm-hmm.
He caught a Pidgey.
Oh.
He was really happy.
That's not good though.
Yeah, he doesn't know that.
Oh, okay.
He's having a great time.
He's like a bird.
Although he did call them fucking fascists, and I'm quoting.
The Pokemon?
No, for having, because he did what I did, and he didn't put his egg in an incubator.
Ugh.
Yeah, and he called Nintendo or the developers fucking fascists, which I really enjoyed.
Take that, Niantic,
yeah,
you're fascist.
That hurt.
Just a disclaimer, we don't think you're fascist.
We
Please
love
don't
you.
Hate us. Next question, James E. Marshall. It's festival time. What would a Toku festival involve, and who would headline? Okay, so do
well,
we have
me.
To have music? You're not, no.
Oh, music!
Yeah, music festival.
Do you know what music I love?
No! We're not having Metro the fucking Musical!
Why?
Because that's not on
Why?
Brand.
Oh,
we need
fine.
To have cute music. Like,
fine.
Like dogs playing piano.
Okay, so at the Toku Festival, our headlining act is a dog playing piano.
What if we got a load of dogs,
mm-hmm.
and we put them on stage? We put up a barrier so they couldn't leave the stage.
Oh, that sounds cruel.
Just for like half an hour.
Okay.
It's like a little playpen. We put
okay.
a load of instruments down.
Okay.
And just see if any of them...
They wouldn't...
It's
make
an experimental jazz piece, all right?
Okay.
It's art.
Okay, fine.
And
okay.
also there's tea and biscuits. Like, all the little
cake.
Food trucks are just, like, tea trucks.
Yeah, and cake.
Yeah. And instead of camping, you have to...
I think everyone should be in cute little, those, like, golf camper van things. Mm. Well, they're cute. Put some bunting around it.
They just don't smell like weed.
What?
Probably.
Well, you don't have to get ones that smell like weed.
What if when you turn up, there's just like craft materials everywhere and you have to build your own tent?
You have to cross-stitch a tent!
Okay, not cross-stitch. No one would do that in time. Also, so, cross-stitch would let the rain through.
Oh, you're not being imaginative.
This is turning into more like a kids' holiday camp. Like a cute little girl guides camp. Anyway,
it's crafts and
it's cute.
Yeah,
is our point.
But there's gin and vodka.
But it's served in teapots.
Yes,
it's adorable. Is what we're saying. Bunting everywhere.
Yeah,
tea
up
the wazoo.
Dogs playing pianos.
And dogs playing
up the wazoo. Tea up the wazoo.
Okay, not literally. I mean, you can if you want.
That's one hell of a douche.
Chris Longhurst says, "What's your favorite board game?"
I'm not too great with board games.
We tried to play one yesterday, but the boys wouldn't cooperate.
They weren't paying attention.
No.
Catan is always fun.
Catan is fun. I really like Carcassonne, though I've never played it IRL. I've only ever played the app, and I love it so much.
I played a really good one recently called Mysterium.
Mysterium?
I think it was Mysterium. Let's have a look.
Mysterium?
Yes, it was Mysterium. It's really, really good.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Everyone should play it. It's a lot of fun. Also, Dixit is good.
Dixit is good. I think it loses its appeal if you play the same cards over and over again.
And also, it's good if you're drunk.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to think. There are other board games I really like, but I can't think of them.
What's the bank robber one?
Cash and Guns.
Cash and Guns. That's fun.
That is fun.
Yeah.
So there are some board game recommendations. From the US.
Yes.
Okay, just another gaming blog says, any recommendations for good brands of Earl Grey, preferably more obscure ones? Thanks. Thrills your back.
Oh, Yumcha.
Oh, okay. So Yumcha is...
Keep talking in a second. I've got it.
An adorable place in Camden. I think they have another one somewhere.
You can buy it at Camden Market.
So you can buy it at Camden Market, says Holly. She's far away. I don't know if you can hear her. It's a little tea shop, and basically they do a load of loose leaf tea. Is that loose leaf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
so
stuff is amazing.
What Holly's got is from Yumcha. It's called Earl Grey Blue Star. Now, I assume they have a website.
It's so
www.yumcha.com. We're not being paid for this.
It's bergamot oil, cornflowers, and blue mallow flowers.
That's adorable.
It's really, really nice.
I got you some tea from Cornwall.
Yes, afternoon tea.
So it's called, they do Earl Grey as well. They do nettle tea as well.
I've never had nettle tea.
So I don't think I've had it either. No. It tastes like leaves, probably.
Yeah.
So Tregothnan is a place in Cornwall. I think it is still the only place, or maybe just the first place in the UK to grow tea. Because it turns out tea doesn't need heat as much as it needs just lots of rain. And we've got that. So there's this like lovely country house estate in Cornwall where they went, we've got all this land, what do we do? Let's plant some tea. So they planted a load of tea and they make lots of tea. It's a bit more expensive because obviously it's not grown in huge quantities.
I'm excited to try it. It's a really cute little packet.
So if you, they probably have a website as well, Tregothnan, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The thing is, like, when I drink breakfast tea, I like the more traditional ones. I like Yorkshire tea the best. I don't
really,
like...
Yorkshire tea. Mine is Sainsbury's Finest.
Fancy. See, I don't really like Twinings. I think it's too fancy for breakfast.
Twinings used to be okay, but it got weaker. It got weaker, and I don't like weak tea.
Yeah.
And so, but we found that Sainsbury's Finest, there's a really nice brew. It's what we're drinking at the moment.
Also, if you like Earl Grey, you might do what my mum likes to do. Hello, mum. My mum's really far behind on the podcast, so I keep being like, have you heard this bit? And she'll be like, no.
How
so,
dare you,
in a
Mrs.
year's
Grey.
Time, she will hear this and be like, what's her first name? Helen.
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 She's a very nice lady.
She looks exactly like you.
Do you think?
I saw, because she keeps on coming up as a Facebook recommendation.
And you're like, Kate? But from the future?
It's future Kate. What's going on?
So she drinks a thing called Lady Grey, which you can get
Lady Grey is nice.
Yeah, it's basically Earl Grey, but with a bit more citrus.
Do you want a connection back to Newcastle?
No.
Because there's a Grey's Monument, which is the monument that they talk about in...
As in Metro the Musical.
Earl Grey. Is Earl Grey!
The guy who invented Earl Grey, probably.
Yeah, or went to a other country and took it and
probably
brought it back.
And he was like, I don't like this tea. I'm going to put bergamot in it. And everyone was like, what are you talking about? He's really sexy in The Duchess. Have you seen The Duchess, Holly?
I haven't.
It's got Dominic Cooper as Earl Grey.
Well, that's hot. But it's also got Keira Knightley, who I find
very
annoying.
They have sex.
But she's so annoying.
They have sex.
Her only thing is that she sticks her lower jaw out.
Sex. Because she has sex with, what's his name? Ralph Fiennes? Is that how you say his name? Or is he like the Reef?
Right,
Reef.
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 Reef fans.
Ruff.
Voldemort.
She has sex with Voldemort. Cool. Anyway, did we answer that question? Yeah. Yes. Lady Grey, try Lady Grey. You can get it in most shops. Yes. Yeah. It's quite common now. Luke Summerhayes has many, many questions.
Oh, God.
Firstly,
Should we try and do them in like one sentence answers?
Yes. Have you seen that TY Babies are basically doing their own sums now? What are your thoughts on this? I saw them only this week, and then I messaged you.
Yeah.
Do you want to look them up?
Yeah, let's look them up. Because
they're
I've
like, you know Beanie Babies, they started doing the ones with the huge eyes. Ooh, they're like those.
No, I don't like them. I don't like those at
They're
all.
Kind of cute.
Mm.
Yeah, you see them there?
Oh, no. Hate
you don't
them.
Like them?
No.
Just look at them, because there might be one cute one.
No,
maybe.
I don't like the big... Oh,
well, that's a tiny picture. Oh, okay.
I don't like the big eyes.
No?
I'm not a big eye fan.
I like the owl one.
They look kind of tacky.
Aww.
Look at them compared to the awesome Disney
Penguin
ones.
Penguin one's quite nice.
No, its not eyes are too big.
Okay, fine. One sentence answer. We don't like them.
Yeah.
Okay, next question from Luke Summerhayes. What Pokemon that isn't in the original 151 are you looking forward to seeing in Pokemon Go? My favorite
Trubbish.
One is... what's it called? The fluffy one.
Trubbish.
Swablu is the best.
Piplup.
Piplup's okay. Swablu's better. No, I don't want to see Trubbish. Trubbish is gross.
Trubbish. Boo. I bet I'll be able to catch so many Trubbishes around where I live.
Richard Burrows says, what's the best Pokemon starter? Ever? Chikorita.
Squirtle.
Chikorita.
I go Squirtle or Piplup.
Chikorita.
Chikorita is good.
Plus you can sing it to the tune of the ABBA song, which is called Chikatita. It's the same.
Oh, I was trying to think of... And I was like, for some reason...
Waterloo, yeah.
I was thinking of Dancing Queen, like, Chikorita. And I was like, you can sing anything to that, Kate.
Okay, Luke Summerhayes.
Mm-hmm.
Living in not particularly progressive Somerset...
Sorry, I just noticed Sexy Trubbish.
Oh, God, no. That's awful.
Someone drew Sexy Trubbish.
Why has it got such huge nipples?
It's got huge tits. Like, bulky.
Ew, no.
And it's, like, bent over. Oh, very weird. Who looked at Trubbish and thought... Yeah, I'm gonna make that sexy.
The internet.
Yeah.
Okay, so, living in not particularly progressive Somerset, how do I approach subjects like catcalling isn't hate with middle-aged women? What? Huh?
Oh, I think...
Oh, there's a second tweet. In other words, is there a way to bring up feminism with women that isn't mansplaining, or should I just bite my tongue? Honestly, bite your tongue. With middle-aged women...
I think by that point, there's nothing you're going to say.
Yeah.
Because it's not like... If it's a debate,
yeah.
If it's a kind of like, what do you think, this is what I think, that's, you know, kind of talk about it. If it's just they're saying something stupid, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh God, I mean, it's like,
yeah.
bite your tongue, I'm afraid.
I mean, honestly.
It might be difficult.
If
it
I
often
was
is.
Like 50-something and a 20-something guy came up to me and started challenging me on my beliefs, I'd be like, no. Go
yeah.
away. So, I don't think it's going to go well.
Yeah.
Justice HW. What's the blandest video game you've ever played?
Blandest?
Mm.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, I can't think of an answer.
No. I don't know why I'm looking at my shelf, because why would I keep the bland ones?
Yeah.
Maybe like, oh, I had to review Lego Movie, the Lego game video game. That was very bland.
Is that what it's called? Lego Movie, the Lego video game?
It was something stupid.
Is it like Lego Movie, the video game?
It had two Legos in it, I thought.
Lego Movie, the Lego video game.
Lego,
the Lego Movie video game, Lego.
Yeah.
It's just called the Lego Movie game.
No, okay, fine.
You can say Lego twice if you want.
Lego.
Okay. So that was boring, wasn't
that
it?
That was really boring.
I can't think of one.
Because all the cutscenes, which are usually like the fun bit in Lego, were just from the film, and it's like... Mm. Didn't add on anything or do any jokes about it. It was just bits of the film.
Honestly, tie-in games, like more recent ones, I would say, are quite bland because they normally just reenact the plot.
Or they're kind of they put so much money in, or they want to make so much money off them. They go for like generic kind of things they know kids will like instead of actually trying something different. And it's like boring.
And honestly, like recently I played what's it called, Valhalla.
Yes.
Which is a PC game. It's called Waifu Bartending by the guys, although they've admitted that they only call it that so that they would get people who liked waifus.
Ew.
Yeah. And, like, a lot of people I've talked to really liked it, and I just didn't like it at all.
Yeah. That's fair.
But, like, everyone I've talked to has been like, yeah, it's really good. And I'm like, really?
From what you told me and the bits I've looked at and read about it, yeah, it doesn't sound like my... It sounds a bit kind of... I don't know.
Well, because people like it, I'm kind of, like, fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, I put out my opinion, I'm like, oh, I think some of it is, like, not very good, and then I'm like, but
sounds
hey, whatever.
Sounds a bit creepy.
Yeah, it's got creepy bits.
And kind of the bit, sometimes it annoys me a bit, where people think that, or some people kind of, they have the thing where it's like, oh, it's creepy, but it's knowingly creepy, so yeah. It's being ironic. It's like, it's still creepy, you're not actually doing anything yeah. with it, you know what I mean? I get sometimes it's a bit frustrating, where it's like, no, it's not, it knows it's doing it, okay? That doesn't make it any better, if it knows it's doing it.
Yeah. Okay, the next question. Gamer Queer says, if you had to pick a pet slash companion critter from a video game, what would it be and why?
Kirby.
He's too sentient to be a pet.
Oh god, what do you want, like a slave?
No, I just mean like Kirby wouldn't want to...
No, it's a companion.
Okay.
Either that or Isabel, because Isabel would be like a PA. You should like organise all your emails and like organise meetings and we have a little clipboard. Yeah.
I'm just looking at your amiibos.
Yeah.
Yan Yoshi would be cute.
Yan Yoshi would
be so
cute.
Cuddly.
He would be cuddly.
Yeah.
And he poops out like Yan.
Baby Epona would be nice. Like little Epona with the big
horse.
Eyes. It's not a horse. I mean, it is a horse. It's not just a horse. Shut up.
Kind of is. It's a horse that responds to like an ocarina.
You're mean. Phil Walters says, best Robot Wars robot. Hypnodisc.
Oh, I liked, what was the cheese one?
The cheese one?
It was just like...
Oh, the one that was like a wedge of
yeah.
Swiss cheese. Cheese butt? Holes?
Let's
butt.
Have a look. Let's have a look.
Cheese robot.
Cheese robot. Whoa, it comes up very quickly. Cheese robot wars.
Wheelie big cheese.
Wheelie big cheese!
Because it had wheels.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's my favourite.
Okay.
I like the referee that for some reason they put a referee shirt on it.
Yes. That's good.
Yeah.
Shoes McShoesington says, name. I hear you ladies know all the juiciest rumors about your listeners. Do share. Remember that time when we did all those rumors?
Oh, I love that one.
I think they were like mostly about Keith Stewart. And I don't even think he listened.
No, he did because he did photoshopped.
Oh, yeah.
He photoshopped a tiny doll into his shoes, which he said was his rumour.
Do you know any rumours about our listeners at the moment?
About
do you know
Shoes
one about Shoes McShoesington?
Shoes McShoesington. I think Shoes McShoesington likes to eat Lego bricks.
Ugh.
Because he thinks that in his stomach,
yeah.
it can form a little house.
I love that our rumours are, like, about eating and other things. They're all, like,
yeah.
adorable. They're not like, yeah, he slept with the queen.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Kane says, which game review are you most proud of and why?
I haven't done that many reviews. Because, well, I have done reviews, but most of them are video kind of ones.
Mm. Where then, you're like, you know what's great is the buttons. I like
yeah.
the buttons.
Especially because most of them are for Sky News as well, which is like, so you can't be like, RPGs, because you've got to
yeah.
kind of keep it simple. So they're not like, you know, I don't know. I've got none. What about you?
I really liked my Fantasy Life review.
You were talking about this.
I don't think that I've, like, not improved in the past 2 years, but I wrote 6 pages on this game. I was meant to write, like, 3 or 4, and I was like, no, please let me write more. I love this game so much.
It's
gave it,
game.
Like, a 92, and I played so many hours on it.
So did I. It was a brilliant game.
It was so good. And, like, everyone who's asked me what is a good game for
kids.
Yeah,
for kids, 100%.
On 3DS, I'm like, get Fantasy Life.
Fantasy Life. Fantasy Life is so much better, especially
so
for kids, than Animal Crossing.
Yeah. Like, it's quite repetitive in the jobs.
Yeah.
And, like, it can get a bit tiring.
The story
after a
lasts
while.
For a long time. It's
yeah.
typical Dragon Quest style.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that the story just goes on and on.
It's like,
and on.
You've got to save this town, and then you do, and they're like, oh, I meant this town, and then you go and save that one. And so on.
What
but
about
like,
this person? You're like, oh, cool.
All the environments are really lovely. Like,
it's so
there's
nice.
A little town that's like based on the beach, and it's like really cute. And
there's like this. It was one of those ones where every time I got to a new like village or town, I was like, yay!
Yeah,
it was yeah, so good.
It's such a lovely game. And so I really liked writing in the review for that one because talking about games you love is really fun and quite easy because you're just like, oh, and there's this, and there's
yeah.
this, and there's this. So that one was in O&M, so you'd have to go and find, like, issue 112, I think it was. So good luck with that.
So that's your homework for
yeah.
this week.
Where are we with the questions? Chris Pissed Offerson
mm-hmm.
says, what would you rather do than lick a smelly armpit?
What would I rather do?
I don't think that would be, like...
Most things.
Awful.
I would rather drink a cup of tea than lick an
yeah.
armpit.
Yeah. Same. Amir says, favourite hot drink other than tea or coffee? There's not that many hot drinks. Hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate's good.
It has squash.
It has to be nice. Hot Ribena is always
hot
nice.
Hot Ribena is good.
Horlicks.
Oh, God, no.
What? I love Horlicks.
Horlicks and Ovaltine can get in the bin.
Oh, you're wrong. You're
they
wrong
taste
person.
Like old people.
Oh, they taste so nice.
They're gross.
And comforting.
Ugh.
Oh, you're so wrong. So wrong.
Dominic Wood said, on the itchy and scratchy CD-ROM, is there a way to get out of the dungeon without using the wizard's key? What?
You not? Oh, it's a Simpsons quote.
Oh, I got that from Itchy and Scratchy, but...
It's a Simpsons quote. It's from the episode where Nerds comes from.
Oh, okay.
One of the best Simpsons episodes, when Homer goes back to college.
Is there an answer?
Brilliant one. No.
Okay. Gareth Monk says, favourite Star Trek captain. Basing this mostly on Orange is the New Black, Captain Janeway. Captain Janeway!
Yeah, I haven't...
I haven't
seen Star Trek. I've started watching Deep Space Nine. Star Trek was basically on constantly in the background of my childhood because my dad is obsessed with Star Trek. But I never sat down and watched them. And I'm sitting down and I'm watching Deep Space Nine for the first time.
Do you like Deep Space Nine?
I am. I'm really enjoying it.
It's the one I didn't really watch so much.
It's the one where it's like it's less like going around the universe, exploring stuff, and it's set on a space station, which I quite like. It's kind of like I really like it.
Space.
The captain in it is a bit boring, but his second in command is awesome.
Which is the captain in Deep Space Nine?
Oh, what's his name? Kira is the woman, like his second in command, and she is badass.
Okay.
Let's have a look.
Isn't it the guy that Jim really likes? Is that the guy?
Don't know. Also Patrick Stewart, because he's Patrick Stewart. I would still bang Patrick Stewart, you know?
No one asked.
I would. I was just thinking about it, because I was thinking that, and I was like, he's kind of sexy. I was like, would I do it now? And I was like, because it's Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine the story you'd get from it.
Cool. This one time I banged Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, awesome.
And his dick is... Okay. Oh, wait,
Ian
what?
McKellen's dick is massive, apparently.
Yeah, I know. I was there when... Wait, who said it? Was it you?
No, my brother went to go see King Lear and he gets his knob out. And apparently it's huge.
Okay.
Where is he? The captain isn't in this book.
Have you... Is that guy, isn't it?
No.
Oh, it's wait. Not. It is that guy. He's a
Sisko.
Captain.
Yeah, that's him.
That's Jim's favourite one, isn't it?
Is
anyway.
It? Oh. He reminds me of, if you've ever watched, he's kind of really kind of like straight, and his voice is very kind of like steady and stuff, and he reminds me a bit of Captain Holt from...
Oh, okay.
He's kind of that, he's kind of quite straight-laced, and...
Okay, getting on with questions, because we're going to fall behind.
Okay.
Callum Gunn says, hope I'm not late, my question is, how yous doing?
Good, thanks Callum.
Thanks, we are good. The end. Max says, which Pokemon would make the best dad? Did we discuss this?
We discussed...
Or did we did Smash Bros?
We did Smash Bros characters. Okay. But we did think Charizard
it
would be a
Charizard,
good dad.
Because we can imagine him in a tie. Yeah. That's like it.
And for some reason that's something to do with dads.
He'd be a good dad.
He'd be nice, yeah.
Fuck bucket hats.
I beg your pardon.
Fuck bucket hats. What is your current favourite book and favourite book of your childhood?
Favorite book of my childhood was To Kill a Mockingbird, which I read so many times.
Mine was Hitchhiker's Guide as a child.
That's a good one.
My current favourite book is The Lies of Locke Lamora, which is the best book in the universe. Mm. But, like, one person has read it on my recommendation, and I'm frustrated that not more people are listening to me, because I'm great.
I don't think books I like. I like Murakami. Yeah. Wind Up Bird Chronicles is good. I'm currently reading that. It's good.
Okay.
Sputnik Sweetheart is a nice one. It's a shorter one, but it's good.
We have lots of questions from Jack.
Okay.
Firstly, Jack says, who is your favourite boy slash girl in the Sanspants Radio slash Plumbing the Death Star crew? You haven't listened to Plumbing the Death Star yet, have
no,
you?
No, I haven't listened to any
God
of those.
God damn it! This is another thing that I'm trying to recommend to everyone, because it's great.
I haven't listened to any of those things, so.
My favourite is Joel, but which one? There's two Joels.
Is that the Australian one?
Yeah.
Okay, of course, they're called Joel. Every Australian is
Joel.
Joel,
and I think Jackson.
Jesus, okay.
They all sound the same. Tea or coffee?
Tea.
Which game developer would make the best stepdad or mum? Oh, he doesn't work at BioWare anymore, but David Guider.
Oh, okay, yeah, I could see that.
He's so cute.
I just want Miyamoto, because he's nice.
Iwata.
Oh, no! No.
Including whole companies, though. Like, which whole company would make the best stepdad or mum?
Oh, God. Ew.
Level 5. Yeah. They're more like a friendly brother or sister, but...
Level 5. Yeah, no, mum. Good shout.
Also, Jack, what other gaming franchise would you like to see that get the Pokemon Go treatment? Mortal Kombat, Battlefield, no, Animal Crossing, mate. Walking around, picking up villagers?
No, I'm not.
Shut up, you're wrong!
No, I don't want Animal Crossing to go down that road because it's 100% going to be a free-to-play game and that makes me kind of sad.
Harvest Moon?
Trying to think what would work. I saw, what was one? I saw a suggestion for one. I think it was like Harry Potter or something.
That'd be cute.
That was quite, I was
what
like,
would you pick up? Owls?
Animals, spells, help you out. I don't know.
Jack says, a mad scientist is going to someone, sew someone's still living head to the back of your head. Whose head do you request? Sexy Voldemort.
I'm going to go for the creator of Metro the Musical.
You would hate that.
I would.
So many questions from Jack. Okay. Another unrelated mad scientist is going to remove a part of your body and replace it with an infinite birth control dispenser that will be accessible by everyone on Earth. Which body part do you sacrifice?
Oh.
That is such a weird scenario.
Yeah. So it's available to everyone?
Yeah.
I go for my fucking appendix.
So you can take it out and it'll still work.
Wait, what?
Like, you can take your appendix out and it'll still...
Wait, I thought we were sacrificing a body part for this good
thing. No, it's attached to you.
Yeah.
I don't understand!
Okay, we don't understand.
Okay. Mark Robbins says, I'm 100% free for this. This is the Toku Festival.
Okay.
And play a mean recorder.
No, we've
got
dogs.
We don't want recorders! Just give us flashbacks to primary school.
Ugh.
Jack's final question is, what's the deal with airline food? I quite like it.
Airline food depends. I've had a good few good curries on an airline.
Yeah, curry is always good, because we had curries in army rations, and they were always the best thing, because they just taste fine. Like,
yeah.
There's so many spices
They've
in it.
They've got flavours, so, yeah.
Yeah, I quite like airline food, because I just like food.
Mm.
Even if it's bad quality,
I like
get excited.
The little compartments.
I quite like airline mash.
I can see that. I can see that.
Gary Stewart says, what perks you up on a shitty weekend? Tea? Going for a walk?
Yeah, I think we had this question.
I quite like going to a little cafe in a quiet part of London. I quite like, actually, going on day trips. I went on a day trip to Norwich and it was really nice.
Yeah, day trips are a good idea.
And tomorrow
kind of get
I'm
you
going...
out of your environment.
Yeah.
I'm
going to Bristol tomorrow for a day trip. And I'm quite excited about it.
Mm.
Bristol's quite nice.
It is nice.
It's sort of like Brighton, in that it's got like boutique shops and the sea, kind
it's
of.
It's bigger than Brighton, though.
It is.
Yes.
So I'm hoping that'll be quite nice. Josh Woodford says, do you always record podcasts at 2 a.m. or what? Like, yeah.
No.
Because we procrastinate.
Yeah, we procrastinate. We were distracted. But at the moment, it's a Sunday, so it's only 6 p.m.
We were intending to record at like 11.
Yes.
But then we woke up at 12.
Yes.
And then we had lunch.
And we were hungry.
And then we came back.
And we didn't decide where to have lunch, so we wandered around a bit. And then we settled, and then we had some tea after lunch, and we were chatting.
Cute. And then we looked at pictures of dogs for, like, half an hour.
And that's not even a joke.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
Josh Woodford also says, everyone who's asked a question is a man. Is that a problem?
Ooh,
it's not a problem.
Well, it's not a problem. I think we realised most of our listeners are men.
Did I tell you about the person at Regular Features, though? I think I did, but that was a woman.
Oh, awesome.
And if she's listening up right now, hello!
What was her name? Didn't...
I don't know if Joe told
Verity?
Me. Oh, maybe it was.
I remember you saying a name. But anyway,
I
hello.
Like the name Verity.
I do as well. It's a
pretty
name.
There's one of my favourite books. It's called Codename Verity.
Hmm.
And it's about a girl who's not called Verity.
Cool.
But the book is.
But yeah, I think kind of if men are listening to our period special.
Yeah,
say,
if they didn't get put off by that, that's cool.
And it's kind of, you know, you're listening to women, so that's nice. I mean, obviously we would love to have more women listeners. And if you are a woman, you should recommend us to all your lady friends.
And also, get us on some best podcast lists, because I have been looking at a few of those recently and they're all men.
Yeah.
There's like one woman in the entire list and I'm always like, gah!
We've only been on two of those lists, guys.
Only
two.
Warby says, which Fire Emblem character would make the best wife or husband now?
I haven't played Fire Emblem.
You haven't played Fire Emblem, but you should.
Yes.
Because you can discuss with me who's the sexiest. And we were discussing it last night. I think it's Donal.
Is this the farm boy?
I didn't marry Donal. I married Long Q, which turns out to be a mistake because he's not. It's like Don, two N's, and then an E, and then double L.
Okay. Donal Fire.
I think it's that. Fire Emblem.
There we go.
You won't find him attractive.
Ew, Kate!
His voice is all right!
He looks like a child.
Look how cute he is with his little pot on his
head.
He
looks like a child.
Well, maybe he is a child. Half of the characters are childs.
Oh.
Childs. Children.
Yeah. Ew.
Okay, go back up to the top and Google Long Q. So L-O-N.
wait.
L-O-N. Apostrophe. There you go. Long Q. It's a stupid name.
Okay, he's a bit better.
Yeah, you can see why I went for him. You only ever see him from the side.
That's unusual.
Yeah.
Do you think he has, like, some horrible thing on the front of his face and he's kind of like, no, I don't want to show you?
Yes.
Cool.
He's hideous. Anyway, I married him. He's kind of boring because he's the character that's like, I don't really talk much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other hot characters are there? Tell me one more.
I can't think of any more. What's his name? Killian or something?
Kieran?
No. Oh, what's his name?
Kinu?
No.
Kisaragi?
No. Maybe he's Kieran? Wait, who's Kieran? I don't think it's Kieran. That's not him. I don't know who that is.
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, what's his name?
Come on, Kate, you can do this.
He's the guy who dies a lot and he gets really sad. Wait. It's a guy who thinks he's invisible.
Okay. What? Thinks invisible.
What's his name? He's none of those.
Okay, I think you made this person up.
I didn't make him up!
Okay, well, I'm concerned for you, but let's
Google
carry on.
Google Fire Emblem characters. Fire Emblem Awakening characters, because that's the only one I've played.
Okay.
And you can decide which one.
Okay, you ask the next question while I get this.
Okay. What will really happen if we don't send in a question, says GWB Podcast?
We'll cry.
We will cry. That was the last question, so cool. We can just focus on this now.
He's alright.
That guy.
Him? Kay?
Kellum.
He's a bulger.
Okay, fine. Yeah, but he's quite sweet in the dialogue.
I don't care.
Okay, well, who's the one that you...
He's cute.
Oh, Stahl. Okay.
He's pretty.
He's boring.
Oh, I'm sorry. Married Mr. Moody.
Who's the other attractive one? You can see all the women are like furries.
Yeah.
Not all of them. Two of them are animals, I think.
Are there any male animals?
I think so. Well, Rickon's a child.
Yeah, he does it like a child.
I married him to Naoi.
Oh my god.
One?
That's also a child.
She's in a 1,000-year-old dragon.
Oh god, not okay. That.
Who else is hot? Oh, the thief is quite hot.
Oh, he's cute.
Gaius, yeah.
Oh no, I'd go for him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he was like my third choice.
I like his little teddy bear badge.
He's a thief though.
That's hot.
He will steal your heart.
Like Chelsea!
Like
on the metro!
Okay. Well, that's all the questions.
And that's all we have time for. We've run over by 20 minutes.
I need to pee.
Yeah. Okay, well, we should go then. You should follow us on all the social media.
Yes.
On Twitter, we're at @toku_podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, Toku Podcast. On Facebook. Likes on Facebook.
We get loads of fans because I'm always getting notifications that we've got more fans on Facebook.
What does that mean? I keep on getting views. And I'm like, I don't know about views.
Mm.
Okay, so yeah. And then I'm at @Nielsen_Holly.
I'm at @HowNotToDraw.
And we will see you at some point.
At some point.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Okay. We gonna say bye?
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.